We are on Daf Yud Zayin. Let us just go quickly over the Gemara to learn the Taisvisin. The Gemara said, Rav Ada Breit Rav Yitzchak Omar Hailishka Aktsuye Maktsai. We had a problem, a stira between a Mishnah in Tomid and a Mishnah in Midos. The Mishnah in Tomid said that the Lishka Satloim was Tzvainis Marovis. The Mishkan Midi says that it was Dreimis Marovis. So Rav Ada Breit Rav Yitzchak said the Lishka was Aktsuye Maktsai, it was in the middle, it wasn't exactly in any corner. And therefore, the directions are relative. The Osi Mitzofen, a person who's coming from Tzofen direction, and he sees it's not in the corner over there, Mischazi Lei B'Dorim, so the Lishka is in Dorim. The Osi Midorim, Mischazi Lei B'Tzofen. That was one Teretz. That's the Teretz on the Stire between the two Mishnayas. And now, in Mistavra, he says, Mistavra is, that even though he said it was in the middle, the Bemarovis Droimis Avoy. It was more noite, it leaned over more towards Dorim, Marib Dorim. Mimai, why should I say this? Midaraminon Lechem Aponim Alechem Aponim. Because there was another kashe. There was another stira in these two Mishnayas from Lechem Aponim. Umishaninon in the Teretz was Oma Rabhune Bereid Rav Yeshua Marka Choshev Derech Yemin. The problem was, from the Mishnah in Midas, the Mishnah in Midas says klar, that the Lishkas Lechem Aponim was Dreimis Mizrachis. So that's what the Mishnah in Midas says. The Mishnah in Tamid, it would seem, the Mishnah in Tamid, we know one thing, that the Lishkas Hatloim was Tzvainis Marovis. And we know that the fourth Lishke was the Lishke Slechem Aponim. So if you're going Derech Yamin, so the fourth Lishke should be Mizrachis Tzfoinis, not Mizrachis Dreimis. So we have a problem. So Rav Huna Bereid Rav Yeshua said, Ma'ka Choshev Derech Yamin or Ma'ka Choshev Derech Smel. The Mishnah in Tomid is speaking about that it's, you're going Derech Smail, and if you're going Derech Smail, you will end up that the last Lishke is Mizrachis Dreimis. So that's what it says in the Mishnah in Midis. So, I Amrit Bishloime B'marovis Dreimis Avoi, if you'll say that the Lishkas Atloim was more Marovis Droimis, Hainu the Metaret, Lechem Aponim, Alechem Aponim. So it was more Noite to Droimis Marovis, so then we're going to have, this Lishka was Droimis Marovis, then we're going to have three more Lishkas going left, and the third Lishka will be Lishkas Lechem Aponim, which will be Droimis Mizrachis. That's what it says in the Mishnah Midas. Hainu the Metaret, Lechem Aponim, Alechem Aponim. But if you'll say that the Lishkas Hatloim was Tzvainis Marovis, so we're going to go left three Lishkas, we're going to end up Dreimis Marovis. What is the teretz of Lechem Aponim? That even though we said it's in the middle, and therefore you can label it Tzvainis Marovis, Marovis Dreimis, but Al Kaponim was more neite to Marovis Dreimis, so we had two Lishkes on this Ruach, so we could say that the last Lishke was Dreimis Mizrachis. Shma Mino. And let us just finish this Gemara. So the Gemara says, Va'oma Mal Kol Pinois Sha'ata poine layu elo derech yemin lemizrach. That whenever all the time when you go on it, that you should go right. We learned this out from a posik. So how come the Tane in Tomid went left? He's counting left. So the Gemara says, Hani mili ba'avoide. That's a seder and avoider. When a person is doing avoider, so the seder is she go derech yamin. Aval hoche chushben abalmo. He's making a cheshben to tell us where the lishkes are. So in the cheshben, it came out more convenient to go left. Why did the cheshben make it more convenient to go left? Because the balamoyel says that he cheshben four lishkes. Lishkes atloim, lishkes achesomis. Now the lishkes atloim, he said, was Merovis Tzvoinis. That was the Lishkas Atloim. That's what the Tanner in Tomit said. So the Lishkas Atloim is Merovis Tzvoinis. But in reality, it wasn't Merovis Tzvoinis. It was Merovis Dreimis, but it looked like Merovis Tzvoinis. Which Lishka was really Merovis Tzvoinis? That was Lishkas Achesomis. That was Take next to it. That was Take in the Miktsoya of Tzofen. So the Tana held, if he mentioned Lishkas Hatloim, which he called a Marovis Tzvoinis, it is most proper to the next Lishka you should speak about is Lishkas Hachaisomis, which is really Marovis Tzvoinis. So Memela, so he had to go left. That's why the Lishkas Hachaisomis he spoke about, that was the next Lishka, because this is really in the same Miktsoya that I mentioned before, the Lishkas Atloim. So since he started going left, so he continued going left. That is the sugya. Now let us see Taisvis. Omal Kochoshev Derech Smail. So the Mishnah in Tamid is going Smail. So, tamely, leime idi ve'idi derech yamin. Why do you have to say that the Mishnah in Midas is going yamin, the Mishnah in Tamid is going smol? V'tane de Tamid kachoshiv megavoy. The Tana of Masechtas Tamid is you're standing inside. That means right is very relative. If you're standing inside, so you're going, this way is your right. If you're standing from the outside, so the opposite direction is your right. So it could be the Tane in Masechtas Tamid was standing inside. So therefore he was going right. We're going the same teretz like before, but the Gemara had a problem, said he's going left. And we have a problem with Kopina Shatam Poina. No, he's going right, but he's standing on the inside. So inside, if he's going right, he'll be going from Mairev, from Meirev to Tzofen to Mizrach to Dorm. The Mishnah in Masechtas Midas, he's standing from the outside, so he goes from Meirev to Dorm to Mizrach to Tzofen. But they're both going right. Both of them are right. That's the discussion. Etaimali, leime idi vidi derech yamin, betane de tamid kachoshiv megavoy, de koi, he's standing beveis amoikev godu, Uponov kineged alishkois. V'tane demidis koi me avroi bazoris. Uponov lelishkois. V'kala oven. So why does Mu'am to say he's going left? V'yeshleima, so Taisus answers them, M'meseches tomit perik omolam amamune k'toni bosu shahoye mefisin. After the payosis omolam amamune, hei viyu li tle milishkas. Belishkas atloim. V'olakama beperik beis om ashayim efisim belishkas hagozis. This was outside of the, that was outside of the Beis Hamikdash. It was Narabayis. Abal Kaponim, they first had to enter. They first had to enter the Azorah. So he wasn't standing. If the Pius wasn't the Beis Hamoikid, then you would have a beautiful Teret. So the inside, he says, go to the Lishkas atloim. And then the Lishkas atloim is here, and then we'll go further. But he was standing outside. Amad de koi mavroi, v'loi koi bebeis hamoiket. Allahochi lo yukme de koi begavoi. That's why the Gemara did not say this teretz. Umar kochoshiv derech smil. Taimoli, fraktaisviz, amai loi mishani, de idi vi idi derech yemin kochoshvi. Let us say both are going derech yamin. Elo, the lishkas lechem haponim nami aktsuye maktsaya. Maybe lishkas lechem haponim. We just learned from our Gemara Ayesod. If something is in the middle of the ruach, so whatever you call it is emes. It matters from which direction you're going, and that we do know. We do know one thing, that the Tane in Mesechtes Tamid was standing on Dorim, so he called the lishkas hatloim. He called this tzvoinis marovis. The Tane in Midas was standing on Dorim. So he was standing on Tzofen, so he called it Droimis Marovis. He was on Tzofen, he called it Droimis Marovis. So that we know, that was the Teretz. Now we have a problem with the Lishkas Lechem Haponim. Is Taimali, Amailoi Mishani, the idi veidi derech yamin kochoshvi. Both are going derech yamin. El the lishkas lechem aponim, nami aktsuye maktsaya. The lishkas lechem aponim was also in the middle. The kaima b'mizrach. It was in ruach mizrachis, but it was in the middle. Uman the osi mitzofen, a person who's coming from Tzofen. Mischazie bedorim. So it looks dorim dik. Uman da osi midorim. A person is coming midorim. Mischazie betzofen. So it looks like it's tzofen dik. The lishkas tloim tzvoinis marovis. The lishkas tloim is tzvoinis marovis. That's according to the Mishnah in Tomid. The lishkas achaisamais droimis marovis. The lishkas achaisamais is droimis marovis. The lishkas beis amoiked droimis mizrochis. The lishkas lechem aponim mizrochis tzvoinis. So Taisvis is asking as follows. Let us say that The lishkas atloyim and the lishkas lechem aponim were in the middle. Let us see again. Umar kachoshiv derech smil. Timely. Amayloi mishani. The idi veidi derech yamin kachoshvi. That each one, they're going derech yamin, they're going in the same direction. Ela the lishkas lechem aponim, nami aktsuye maktaya, was also in the middle. The kaimei b'mizrach, it was standing in the middle of ruach mizrachis. Uman da osi mitzofen, and if you're coming from tzofen, mischazye bedorim. So it looks that you will call this a mizrachis dreimen. Uman da osi mitzofen, mischazye bedorim. Looks tzofen dik. So let us say like this. The lishkas tloyim tzvoinis, now according to the Mishnah in Tomit, the lishkas tloyim tzvoinis marovis, that was, he was coming from Dorim, so lishkas tloyim he called tzvoinis marovis. The lishkas achaisomois droimis marovis, lishkas achaisomois was mamish at the corner, that was droimis marovis. The lishkas beis amoika droimis mizrochis. The lishkas lechem haponim is mizrachis tzvoinis. And if he would have given it he would say where it is, he would call it mizrachis tzvoinis, just like he called lishkas hatloim tzvoinis marovis. He would call it mizrachis tzvoinis, and it's very good why this is the last one, because he's going right, and going right, this is the last one. Vehi de midas nami mituk me derech yamin, the midas is also going derech yamin. And he said he called it the Reimis Mizrach. He called it the Reimis Mizrachis because he's going from Tzofen. If he's going from Tzofen, so he'll call this the Reimis Mizrachis, just like he called Lishkas Atloim the Reimis Marovis because he's standing in Tzofen, so he called this also
The Reim is Mizrachis, but in reality it's in the middle. V'kal lahovin. V'yesh laimah, so Tosfos says, it's not poshut. Da al kol chacho, lishkas hachoisomois, v'lishkas beis amoiket. Now, the Mishnah in Tomid mentioned four lishkas. The four lishkas were lishkas hatom, lishkas hatloyim, lishkas hachoisomois, lishkas beis amoiket, and lishkas lechem aponim. So these two, we have lishkas atlom, lishkas lachem aponim, but there's another two. The other two, lishkas achoisomois and lishkas beis amoiket. The Mishnah in Midas mentions two other names. Lishkas avonim, that was the avonim. Gonzo beis chashmeno avnei hamizbeach. And then there was Lishke Sheyerdim Lebeis Hatvila. The Mishnah in Midas speaks about Lishkais, which had different names. That was the Avni Mizbeach and Yerdim Lebeis Hatvila. The Yeshlaima, so Tosfos says, Da al kol chacho, Lishkas hachoisomois, the Lishkas beis hamoiket, Heim hoyu oisam shtei lishkois de kachoshiv b'meseches midis. Achas shebo gonzu beis chashmeinoi avnei mizbeach v'achas shebo yordim lebeis hatvila. Teleko lemei mahani achini ninu shlei hoyu bebeis hamoiked ela arba lishkois v'achini ninu imkein havi sheish lishkois. That means, Tosfos says as follows. Yeshlaima, so Tosfos says, al kol chacho, lishkas achaisomis, v'lishkais beis hamoiket, heim hoyu oisom stei lishkais de kochoshiv b'meseches midis, achas shebo gonzu beis chashmenoi avdi mizbeach, v'achas shebo yodim le beis hatvila. That means if they weren't the same lishkais, so then we could say, these two lishkes were Marovis Tzvoinis and Mizrochis Tzvoinis. That's what we could say. And then it would be Givaldic. That everyone is going right. Now the Tane in Tomid is speaking about the two lishkes which were in Dorim. So he's speaking about the Lishkas Atloim, the Lishkas Achaisomes, the Lishkas Peisaboikat, and the Lishkas Lechem Aponim. He's not speaking about the two Lishkas which are Marovis Tzvoinis and Mizrochis Tzvoinis. And the Tane in Midas is speaking about the Mishkas Atloim, the Mishkas Lechem Aponim. And then he's speaking about his two Lishkas which were in Sofen. Then it would be very good. But Tosfos says there were not six Lishkas. The lekalamei mahani achinininu shrei lehoya beveis hamoike de la arba lishkeis. The achinininu keravishesh lishkeis. The amrit idi vidi derch yamin kochoshiv. So if both are going derch yamin. In kain bahi de tomid mashmem. So for the Mishnah in Tomid, it would seem if everyone is going yamin mashmed de lishkeis achoisomois. V'lishkas beis hamoiked is achas bekeren marovis d'roimis. Lishkas hachaisomeis is bekeren, if he's going yamin, so that's bekeren marovis d'roimis. V'achas bekeren mizrochis d'roimis, that's lishkas beis hamoiked. V'behida mida is kichoshvis derech yamin. And if you say midas is going derech yamin, mash medoisim shnei lishkas hoyu achas bekeren mizrochis sefoinis. Achas bekerem marovis tzvoinis. From the, if everyone is going yamin, so we see from the mishke in the Mishnah in Midos that these lishkes were tzofen, and the Mishnah in Tomid says these lishkes were dorim. So al kolchoch, in order to avoid the stira, we say that one is going derech smil, one is going derech yamin. Miu ha koshelon minolon. Ho de kamrinen mistavre de bekeren marovis droimis havoi. The Gemara says that that the Lishkas Atloin was more neuter to Marivdor, was more neuter to Marivdor, and therefore he's going left, and he had two Lishkas on Mairiv. He had the Lishkas Atloin, the Lishkas Achisameis, the Lishkas Beis Hamoike, and the Lishkas Lechem Aponim. That was the Gemara's Teretz. Menolein hode kemerine mistavde bekeren marovis deroimes, mistavde kemerovis deroimes avoy, dilme tzvoinis marovis avoy. Maybe it was more towards Tzofen. Vafilo hochi mitarzi shaper ahi, the lechem aponim kazeh. So Taisvus means to say, we'll say the same teretz. What did the Gemara say? The Gemara's teretz was that Lemaise, Lishkas Hatloim was not in the corner. Lishkas Hatloim was not in the corner. It was more neiter to Dorim. So it comes out the way the Gemara said, so there were two Lishkas on Meirith, one in the middle, a little bit towards Dorim, another was completely in Tzofen. So we have two Lishkas there, so that's the two Lishkas, and then we'll go down to Tzvoinis Mizrochis, and then Mizrochis Traimis, Lidah Lechem Aponim. That's what we're going to do. So we made it more Dorim, even though really it wasn't Dorim, but we stuck it Dorim Dik. Why give to stick it Dorim Dik? Make it more Tzofen Dik. But we'll also say it wasn't completely Tzofen, so we'll say that this Lishke was Take Tzofen Meirev, the Lishke of the Lishke Asatloim was Tzofen Meirev, but all the way in the corner was Lishke Sachay Someis, and they were going left, and on the bottom was Beis Hamoiked, and then was Lechem Aponim. I mean, it wasn't in the corner, but we start from this and we go left. So stick it more towards Tzofen also. The Gemara says it was in the middle, neiter to one side. So who says the side that it's neiter to has to be Dorim? Maybe the side it was neiter to was Tzofen. And you still had two Lishkas on the Meirev side, one partially towards Tzofen, one completely in Tzofen, and then we'll say the same terrors. The Ein Letaritz, so you can't say Mishum Deim Kain Loi Havi Shum Lishke Bekeren Marovis Doremis if you're sticking this Lishke more towards Tzofen. And the Lishke Achaisomis was completely in Tzofen. So come out, in Dorim, there wasn't a Lishke. In Dorim, there was a blank space, a vacant space without anything. The Mabekach, so who says that there has to be, well, like Tony Allah, Arba Lishkais Hoyu Bedalid Mikza Oysa. We didn't say that there were Lishkais in four corners. Elastomik Tony, Bedalid Lishkais Hoyu Loi. We just said, when we mentioned corners, we just said that the Lishkas Atloim was a Miktsoya. There we mentioned the Konan. We said Arba Lishkas Beis HaMoiked, and the other one says Lishkas Atloim Oysa B'Miktsoya Tzvoinis Marovis. The only corner that was mentioned was the Miktsas Atloim, and the Tanakh calls it Miktsoya Tzvoinis Marovis, and between you and me, the Gemara says it was really Dreimis Marovis more, but this is gefährlich, it looked like Tzvoinis Marovis, because you're coming from Dorim. So like the Taisves, but that's the only one that's mentioned the Miktsaya, the others, and was not in the corner Taket. So Taisves asks, just let's push it over a little bit, let's push it over to more Tzofen Dik. So we'll understand Miktsaya Tzvoinis Marovis is Taket more better, Taket was neiter towards Tzofen. And there was another Lishke in completely in the corner, and we'll say the same parents, you're going there as well. So Taisa says, V'yeshloima, kiven de belishkes hatloim ktone, shahoysa bimiktsoya, mistome kol hanach, havunami kol chode bimiktsoya. ולוי מסתברי שיהיו שתיים במקצויה צפוינס מרוביס, תושת בי במקצויה צפוינס מרוביס, מקצויה דרוימס מרוביס לא יהיה כלום. So memele, so it was במקצויה. So, it's mistaver to say, I mean, Tosfos is very, very interesting. So what was the Mekzoya? I mean, it says Mekzoya Tzvoinis Marovis, but it really means the Mekzoya Dreimis Marovis. That's what it was Mekzoya. He called this, it was in a corner. So everything was in a corner. So it's Mestava that, so the male, so it could be this was in the Dorm corner. He calls it Tzofen because he's coming from Dorm. But Al Koponim, that's what Tosfos wants to say. Avol Teima, for Tosfos Akasha, Leima de Lishkas Tloyim Bimikzoya Tzfoinis Marovitz, Veneime de Kulu Aktsuye Maktsi Kozet. Avoteima, Leima de Lishkas Tloyim Bimikzoya. Let us say like this. Lishtas ploim b'miktsoya tzvoinis marovis. Again, how do you know there was more droimis marovis? Maybe it was tzvoinis marovis. The name of the kulu aktsuye maktsu kaze. So everything, so it'll come out that everything was in the middle. And it'll come out, so really, The lishkas, what are we going to gain from this? That the lishkas lechem hapon, this is a thing he's on the last stickle of the Gemara, mistavre, that lishkas atloim was more droimis marovis, and now that's how we understand the teretz of lechem hapon. So Tosfos says, no, could be lishkas atloim everything was in the middle, but it was more neite to tzvainis marovis. I want to think the chotvat is it was nighter to tzvainis marovis. Lishkas ha tloim was nighter to tzvainis marovis. Lishkas ha chaisamois was on the ruach tzvainis, but if you're coming, if you're looking at it from Meiriv, it looks mizrachtik. So that could be equivalent to, So you could call it Mizrach. In the same way, you could call, let's go to the fourth one, Talishkas Lechem Haponim, which is also in the middle, but if you're looking at it from Meirev, Dreimis Mizrachis. You'll call it Dreimis Mizrachis. Since it was in the middle, it's called Dreimis Mizrachis. That's what Tosfos wants to fanfare. That means it could be Take in the middle. Everything was in the middle, and this lechem aponim, the lechem aponim was on the ruach droimi. Lechem aponim was in the middle of the ruach droimi. The tane in midis called it droimis mizrachis because when you're looking at it from Meiriv, it looks like it's mizrach. So they called it droimis mizrachis. That's Tosfos Kash. And Tosfos is thinking sich only on the Mistavre. Vishloim adayne de koma Mistavre, Dubainis Marovis Havi, Vile koma al kochach Dreimis Avoy. Yilav hochi le metal tzalechem aponim. Not, it has to be like that. Ale mishum davi motzi le meim, like I said, Tzvainis Marovis Havi, Chdebrish, Shashni le dechik tzas loim ad de kulu aktsuye makse. But theoretically, you could say that Take Lishkas Atloim was Tzfoinis Marovis, and it was Aktsuye Yakti, and all were Aktsuye Yakti, and then it could very well be, yeah, then we also have a similar Teretz, but it's not Mestavet to say like that every one of them, none of them were in the corner. But Omar Mar, Kolpinesh Atapoine Lo Yu Elo Derech Yemin, Perish. How do we know this Yesoid? Mishum de Gamrinon, Miyam, we learn out from the Yam Sha'osa Shloime. The Yam Sha'osa Shloime, the Gemara brings down this aposik. It says there were Boker, Shloisha Boker that were supporting this Yam. So it says Shloisha Painim Tzafoina, Shloisha Painim Yoma. So we're going from north,
We're going from north to west. Ushloisha poinim negba, then we are going south. Ushloisha poinim mizrocha, then we are going east. So this direction is going derech yamin. That means if you're facing tzofin, then your right hand side is up to Meirib. If you're facing tzofin, so you go right to Meirib, and then when you're facing Meirib, your right is to Dorim, and then you go to Mizrach. So that's the Makir. Hiksha Rabbeinu Ephraim Zatzal, Ada Gamrinen Mehosam, why do you learn from this Posek, Nigma Mi Migrosh? By the Migrosh, the Chsiv, Madoisem Michutz Le'ir, as Pas Kedmo Alpayim Ba'amo. He's going east, and from east, the Es Pa'as Negev, and then he's going south. He's going from east to south. That is, you're not going Yamin, you're going Smoil. Because the Yamin is from south to east. And here you're going from east to south. Hikshe Rabbein Ephraim Zatzal Demrine Me Hosam Nigmar Mi Migrosh Tachsiv Amadoise Mechutz Lir Aspas Keidma Apayim Ba'amo Aspas Negev Tahainu Derech Smoil Kshe Hoifech Ponov Le'ir Omakev Mi Bachut. You're standing on the outside, so there you're going there as well. Near Lila Taretz, the Miyam Gamrina Mishum Dachsiv Poinim Poinim. But each one that says Poinim, Shloisha Poinim, Sapoina Poinim, but he said, Betty Bizvachim, Betty Kotche Kadosh, Pachahumi Boiler Legufe. How can you know a klal called Pinish at the Poinat Derech Yamin? Maybe it's talking about how it was. Perish Ba'alme Minola Mishanim came Poinim Poinim Lomali. So the Poinim is to tell us, O kopinish at the point. Umatsasi kasuf shehiksha riva. Umatsasi kasuf shehiksha riva. Amai loy meshani akushia the lishkas ploim. We had a stire between the Mishneh in Tomit that said Lishkas Tloim was Tzvaynes Marovis. The Mishneh in Midas says it was Droimes Marovis. So we had here two terutzim, there's a machlokes, so it's in the middle. Let us say another terut. The Hode Koma Dahave B'Miktsoya Tzvaynes Marovis. The Mishneh that says the Lishkas Tloim was Tzvaynes Marovis, it was on the Tzofen side, Hainu bekeren tzvoinis marovis shel azore. That means that if you're standing in the azore, the whole Beis HaMoiked was in the tzofen side of the azore. And where the azore ended and the Beis HaMoiked began, so this is tzvoinis marovis of the azore. You have to understand that when they made the pious, he told them to go to the Lishkas HaTloim. Where's the Lishkas HaTloim? Tzvoinis Marovis. Doesn't mean Tzvoinis Marovis of the Beis HaMoiked. They're not the Beis HaMoiked. They're in the Azore. So the Mishneh in Tomid that is telling us what the Memune told the Kahanim. So he told the Kahanim, go and get a Tlev on the Lishkas HaTloim. Who gave him? So he says, go to Tzvoinis Marovis. It means this is a lishke, which is in the Beis HaMoiked, but this is Sof and Mariv from the Azoret. The Hainu, but in the Azoret, Marov is Droimish or Beis HaMoiked. In the Beis HaMoiked, this was the lishke on the Dorim side. Sherei Mashme b'Meseches Midas, the Beis HaMoiked Godol Hoyet Sof and Lazoret. The Beis HaMoiked was the tzofen of Azore, kaze, v'koi hosom Azore. And there it's going, the Mishnah Talmud is speaking about Azore. So he says, when he's in the Azore, he's telling them, you go, the base HaMoiked was bordering the Azore, so he told them, go to tzofen Meirev of the Azore. That Lishke, that's base, that's Lishke Satloim. Now the Mishneh Midas is speaking about the Beis HaMoiked,
the Beis HaMoiked, when you're speaking in the Beis HaMoiked, so the Beis HaMoiked, this was the Dorim Lishka of the Beis HaMoiked. Va'oid the Alechem HaPonim, and now, if we'll say this, the Alechem HaPonim Navi Ava Motzi Lishnuye, the Choshiv Nami Hosam Derech Yemin. We could for emphasis the kasha of lechem upon him, and we could say he's going derech yamin. V'neima, and we could say as follows. We have a problem. If you're going derech yamin, so if you're going derech yamin, so by, in the Mishke, in the Mishnah of Tomid, this was the fourth Lishke, going derech yamin of the, in the Mishnah of Midas, it was the second Lishke. So that was the problem of the Lishkas Lechem upon him. So Taisva says, V'neima, let us say as follows, the Lishkas Achoisomais, the Lishkas Hamoikad, the Kachoshiv Betomit, the Loichoshiv Bemeseches Midas, Lishkas Acheresoyu, these were different Lishkas. Ubisoich ha-zorahoyu. And these two lishkas, now Toysus is talking making six lishkas. And how can Toysus make six lishkas? Because before Toysus had a problem, because the Mishnah Midas says, Alba lishkas hoyu lebeis ha-moikas. So Toysus had a problem, I can't make six lishkas. But now Toysus just wants to say that there were six and two were in Dazorah. In Dazorah there were two. They were bordering from the outside of the Beis HaMoiked and the Beis HaMoiked. So Memele, so Taisva says, so we'll say as follows. V'leid lechem ponim navi motzel ishnuyi, d'choshin nami hosam d'echimit, v'neim ed'lishkas achayisomis v'lishkas HaMoiked d'kochoshiv betomin, v'leichoshiv v'mesechis midis, lishkas achayis hoyo. These were different lishkas. These were not in the Beis HaMoiked. U'besoich ha-zore hoyo. They were in the Zore. Achas b'mikzo yatzvoynis mizrochish shel azoro. This was the tzvoynis mizrochis. If you speak about the Azore, this is the tzvoynis mizrochis of the Azore. That was the lishkas Beis HaMoiked. V'achas b'mikzo yimerovis. Tzvoynis shel azoro. Shohu droimi shel Beis HaMoiked Godol. Which this was the droimi of the Beis HaMoiked Godol. The shechetimne. If you start counting Milishkas atloyim derech yemin, you're gonna go derech yemin, you're gonna start from the lishkas atloyim, which was really marovis droimis of the lishke, and then you're gonna go from the lishkas, you're gonna go from the lishkas atloyim, that was the last lishke, the droimi dike lishke of the droimi marovis of the Beis HaMoiked, and then you're gonna go into the Azore. So the next lishka is lishka sachaisomes. Then you're gonna go to lishka's Beis HaMoiked, and then you're gonna go to lishka's lechem aponim. Avi lechem aponim ervias lo droimis mizrochis shel Beis HaMoiked agodol kozer. That means, so you could go, Estes, the Mishnah in Tomid was not speaking about the lishkas which were bedafkin the Beis HaMoiked. They could speak about the two lishkas which were bordering the Beis HaMoiked, which were in the Azore. So therefore, if you're speaking about these two lishkas, so this could be the fourth lishka. So that was the lishkas lechem upon him. The Mishnah in Midos is speaking about the lishkas in the Beis HaMoiked. So he's speaking about the Beis HaMoiked. So he called the lishkas lechem atomid. That was Dreimis Mizrochis. Bishloimed Lemistava Loimesha Yoimer al Zed Dalid Lishkes Hoyu Shom there, given Loy Hoyu Shom Ba'azore Elishtaimehem. So the there is a bissel modna. Void Ech Yitochen Kronais Azore Vekarnais Beis HaMoiked Godol Shovais. That means that it's not, if he said, if this was, you want to say he called this Marovis Tzvoinis, because this was the corner of Ma'irev Tzofen. So even though it was in the Beis HaMoiked, but this was the corner of the Azorah Ma'irev This is Meirav Tzofen of the Azore. So if you're calling this a corner of an Azore, you have to assume that the base Hamoiked was the same length as the whole Azore. Because if it's in the middle of the Azore, you won't call this a Karen Marovis Droimis. This wasn't the Karen Meirav of the Azore, unless this was the end of the Azore and the end of the base Hamoiked. Then you could call this the Karen. But if the Azore went much further, so you wouldn't call this, this is the Karen Meirev of the Azore. Boy, they are talking Karnis Azore, but Karnis Beis Hamoiked, Godel Shovis, Mistame Hazore Gdoyle Yosmi Beis Hamoiked. Avotei Moli, Mai Duchkei de Rav Hune, Berei de Rav Yeshua, Lukmis Tomid de Tomid de Loipligi Adodi. Now, Taisa said, before we want to say some machlokes tanoim, he said he moved, he shuffled around the lishkas atloim that in order to fanfare. That's one tana. Well, alkochach pligi adodi, the stomach of midis kasovrim, a kulim misbeach bedorim, a rube, kedashkran hoche, Stomach the Tomid, Mucha Bereish Perikotche Kadoshim, the He Sovereign Mizbeach Memutza. So there's Zichir, different Tanoim of Midis and Tomid. Vishloime Ipligi Bimilson, the Ashkrim Plukta the Tanoi, Boholoi Cheshinen. Then, if there's a Machloikis, when we know there's a Machloikis Tanoim, that means the Mokima Mizbeach, we know that there was a Machloikis Tanoim and the Mokim Mizbeach. So I'll say Stam Tomid and Stam Midis are two different Tanoim. Avol B'mokim HaLishkeis, you don't find any machlekes v'mokim alishkeis, so therefore Rav Ada bar Yitzchak did not want to make a machlekes tanoi. Zok the Gemara weiter, shekoyin godol makriv chelik b'roish v'noitel chelik b'roish. The Mishnah said the koyin godol was makriv and every wanted to v'noitel chelik b'roish. Tell the Rabbanon, ketzas makriv chelik b'roish. Oyma, he said, Oyla zu ani makriv, I want to be makriv this Oyla, mincha zu ani makriv, that's it. So whoever was there stepped aside, and the Kohen Gadol was makriv. Keitzad noitel chelik b'roish, Oyma, chata zu ani oichel, I want to eat the chatas. Oshem ze ani oichel. So, finished. They also stepped aside, and he ate the kol. V'noitel chalo mishtei chalos. When it came to the shtei halechem of Shavuos, there were two chalos. He took one. Agavucha, we can have now a whole sugya, how much he took of the lechem upon him. But here we'll see, he did not take, so the Teisarosh brings down a Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi asks Akasha that by the shtei halechem, he didn't take the whole thing. He took one, half. Later we'll see maybe the lechem pani took less than half or half, and by the other kabbonis he took the whole chatas zu ani oichel a guten tag, he took the whole chatas. So the Yerushalmi says there's a chiluk between a kolben yochid and a kolben tzibur. A kolben yochid he could take the whole kolben, the achilas a kolben. A kolben tzibur he could only take half. That's the chiluk. Now arba. Oy chomesh mi maisei lechem haponim. By the lechem haponim, he could take either four or five. Now we'll explain this four or five later. Rabbi Yoima lo ilam chomesh. No, he always took five. Shenemar vohoiso la'arin ulevonov. By the lechem haponim, it says it should be la'arin ulevonov. Machze la'arin umachze levonov. So we'll see in the Gemara later that according to Rebbe, there were only 10, even though Lamai said there were 12 lechem upon him, there were 12 chalas of lechem upon him, but there were only 10 to be divided, which were divided, and these 10 were divided equally by la'arin u'labonov, machza la'arin u'machza labonov. So Rebbe holds that they made they divided it in half. He took half and they took half. The Tana before that said he took four or five, which is very unclear, but sometimes it seems they took four. So Rebbe says he took less than half. So he sees the machloikis. Hagufekash, amrit, noitel, chala, achas, mishtei, chalix. When it came to the Shtei Alechem, we said he took one challah. So that means he took half.
Money,
Rebbe. He took half. Eima Mitziyasa, let's look in the middle case, when the Lechem upon him, Arba Oichomish Maisa Lechem upon him, he took four or five, so four means not half. So who is this going? Oson Lerabonon, Domi Leishoki Palgi, doesn't take half. Eima Seifer, Frek de Gemara, Eima Seifer, Rebbe Oimer, Loilom Chomesh, is Reisha Veseifer Rebbe, the Reishan Seifer is going according to Rebbe, Umetziyosa Rabonon, Reimodne, Psamodne Seifer, Omar Abaye, Reisha Umetziyosa Rabonon. The Reisha is also, the Rabonon hold, we'll see later in the Gemara, that the Dafka we didn't give him half. We yet have less than half, that he should be shokel keneged all the kahanim. Whatever the makir was, hoise machzel, I mean, should have, not half. He can't be mamish equal to the kahanim. That's what the rabbonon held. So it's less than half. So memele by lechem upon him, he gave him four. They had six, and he had four. Fine, that's also good. So yes, in gakashe by the shtei alechem, we should go and give him, you shouldn't give him one whole lechem, you should give him three quarters of a lechem. But to give him a prusa dosnish, to give him everybody, that means if we could end up by giving him shleimus and it's less than the amount that they have, that's okay. Forget that's preferable. We can't make him equal. But to give him a broken piece, that already is not the recheretz for the kohen gadol. So memela, that we can't do. So there, the davinena, we have to give him half. It means he doesn't deserve the half, but a shleim he does deserve. So then the only way you can give him a shleim is by giving him half. Zot Rashi, mishtei chalish shel atzeres, arba chomish, b'chol Shabbos v'Shabbos, ulekami meforish, mosai arba, mosai chomish. Boise la'aren ulevono, v'lechem aponim ksiv. Machze la'aren, v'af al pi sheheim shneim osa. Frek toch Rashi, according to Rebbe, you give him half, so they were 12. Yesh bem shtei chalos she'einon mischalkos k'demeforish ba'ozel. There were two chalos which were not divided. So memele, so all the chalos that there was a dion on the division was only 10 chalos. Ason l'rabbonon domer leishokel palge dishalkel palge botzo michomish leishokel. He takes half, so he should end up at least with 5. So Reisha, so Abai said Reisha Mitziyosa Rabbona. Domri Leishokil Palge, Ela Botsomi Palge. Udekashelo Chalo Ishtailechem de Shokilo Kulo. I by the Chale he took the whole Chale. By the Rabbona Moide, the Lab, Eirech Ara, Le Mifresei, Ule Mesef, Prusa, Le Koyingodo. It's not Derech Eretz to give him a Prusa.